Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
On Monday, we reported that the Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance accepting and appropriating a donation from Hillcorp Energy Company to assist with the annual area-wide senior Thanksgiving dinner in the amount of $3,500. This donation has made this Thanksgiving dinner possible by providing the necessary funds for food and supplies. The Kenai Senior Center will host the Thanksgiving dinner on Friday, November 18th, as they have done years prior, and the meal is open to seniors from all over the Central Peninsula. Kenai City Council member Henry Nackstad.
I really appreciate seeing this donation come every year, and frankly, they've been doing it so long I don't remember how many they've actually done, but it's certainly appreciated down at the Senior Center and by other members of the public.
Hillcorp has shown their continual support for this event by funding for the past 9 years. The area-wide senior Thanksgiving dinner became a tradition when a homemakers club provided and served the first meal in 1976. Since then, it has grown with help from Unical, Agrium, and Marathon Oil. Since 2012, Hillcorp has been helping continue the tradition by providing the fundraising and the volunteers. Two Kenai Peninsula institutions, including the Alaska Sea Life Center and the Challenger Learning Center, are among six educational bodies in line to receive GEER funding. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Thursday, November 3rd, a statewide list of educational programs and institutions that will be funded with GEER 2 money. The GEER 2 fund is part of the federal COVID relief packages, specifically designed to help educational institutions and is separate from the funding that is received by public schools. The following institutions and programs that will be funded on the Kenai Peninsula include the Challenger Learning Center. The Challenger Learning Center's vision is to have every student in Alaska experiencing the wonders of education through its simulated space missions, e-missions, and workshops each year. The current systems are not supported or serviceable, requiring a complete replacement. Funding will allow the Learning Center to continue to provide dynamic, hands-on space exploration simulations that help students learn and develop skills in decision-making, teamwork, problem-solving, and communication. The total amount for the Challenger Learning Center is $1,450,000. Challenger developed a drone education advancement program making use of specialized expertise in aerospace and aviation education to create and test a new program. The program was very successful, and additional funding will create a self-sustaining model of teacher training and curriculum that can be purchased and used statewide. The amount of that grant is $35,000. The second on the list for the Kenai Peninsula is the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. With more coastline in Alaska than the contiguous United States, it is important for Alaska students to learn about the ocean and wildlife. This funding will allow the Sea Life Center to improve disability access, enabling all students to participate in programs. Financial support also allows more students to experience the center by increasing classroom visits at a reduced rate. Lastly, part of the funding will be used to develop a small fry program for early childhood learners. The total amount of the grant for the Alaska Sea Life Center is $525,000. I'm pleased to announce the list of educational institutions and programs that will receive funding from the GEER 2 Fund, said Governor Dunleavy. The institutions do amazing things throughout the state to educate and prepare Alaskan students for success now and in the future. I'm confident the funding will help improve educational outcomes, support underserved and at-risk youth, and prepare students for future careers in other resource industries. Other programs receiving grants include the Alaska Military Youth Academy, the Northwestern Alaska Career and Technical Center in Nome, Alaska Resource Education, and Future Farmers of America. For more information, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.